No, I'm not going to do it.
Go on, do your little rhyme.
I'm not going to do it.
Like a UK rapper.
I'm not going to do a rhyme.
Come on.
I'm not going to do a rhyme just to please you.
Oh. Did you say leak too?
Well, that's just unnecessary. Hello, welcome. This is Wise Men Say, episode 10. In which we reviewed two games where we scored an average of 0.5 goals per game and conceded an average of 1.5 goals per game.
That's title winning form.
Yeah, I mean...
who did the stats for you?
I just
worked them out yourself?
Yeah, I got one of those calculators that...
Mate,
that's brilliant.
He's Asian. Maths is his ting.
Oh yeah, that's true. You probably did your GCSE when you were like six.
Yeah, I had a moustache as well. Anyway, enough with the stereotypical labelling of various cultures. Well, yeah, we're going to review those two games. We're also going to do a feature on Swindon's worst ever 11.
Thank you ever so much to...
back on the Asian thing again. Yeah,
thank you very so much to everyone.
A thousand thank yous.
Please do not feel my God, Peter.
No, seriously, we had so many people email in. We couldn't even mention all of the players that were mentioned. It was fantastic response, and we're quite pleased with the feature. Yeah. We don't want to blow our own trumpets, obviously. That wouldn't work. But yeah, so that's happening today. We do the usual predictions, and I think that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, and we do have a tendency to go massively off topic today.
Yeah, a bit of...
Yeah, so if you're tuning in for the first time today and you maybe don't like football, as long as you've got an appreciation for home and away,
Neighbours, EastEnders,
the late 80s rave scene.
There's
something for everyone.
See, that backs up my point. It's late 80s, not into the early 90s like some people claim.
Thailand.
There's something for everyone. It's like Quality Street.
Yeah, there's a technological review.
More Equality Street, actually.
Oh, hello. It should be a lot of fun, and thanks for tuning in.
Unfortunately, we do mention the results.
Yeah, we're doing our best to stay positive amongst this this very turgid form that we've been showing.
Turgid. I would have just stopped at turd, to be honest.
Do you always feel like we're overcompensating for such poor results by throwing in all these very random subjects?
That's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah,
you know, we're trying to be funny, but it's only because we're hurt.
Yeah.
Anyway, episode 10, enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy.
Turgid.
And you're hurt. Ooh, I've got feelings.
Well, we are hurt, aren't we?
Yeah.
Spike is Swallow. Cross comes in. Classic flick! It's another one! It's Jeff Hughes this time! And it's Bristol Rovers who restore that two-goal advantage. Hoskins' cross was an absolute peach. And in came Hughes. Beautiful glancing header, wonderful flick. Worrying times again for Danny Wilson and for Swindon Town.
We're going to review our 3-1 defeat on Saturday, the 22nd of January, at the Memorial Ground to the Gasheads.
My pride's hurt.
I mean, did you think we were going to get anything out of it? I know we all predicted.
We
needed to get something out of it, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Desperately.
Yeah. Three games on the trot now, man.
And they're all... You know, we've lost to Dagenham and Redbridge, we've lost to Yeovil, we've lost to Bristol Rovers.
So, can we call them our peer group?
And yet, I think we've beat five of the top 10, something like that, four of the top 10, five of the top 12, whatever it is.
Yeah, it doesn't fill you with hope for the game we're about to go to.
No.
It's a team better also,
though. Yeah, we're just about to go and watch us lose. I mean, play Tranmere.
We're going to keep it short and sweet because there's not really much to say about it, is there?
Did you agree with Wilson about the, our defenders letting us down? I mean, is it as simple as that? I mean, you concede in the 7th minute. That's not
we are defending.
I mean, of course we are. Yeah, we're shipping goals, but doesn't it run through? I mean, Sheehan's mistake for the second is a good example of that. But
I think it's players don't become bad players overnight, but it's a confidence thing, isn't it? Confidence is obviously an all-time low.
Oh, yeah, massively.
And I guess it's the first time, really, but since Wilson's been here, it's been pretty good, hasn't it? I mean, last season was... only very, very small lows and quite big highs.
Yeah.
We haven't really had to see this part of his management, have we? Where he's taken a bunch of players that aren't performing and shaken them back into life.
We're yet to see it still, surely.
Hoskins looked like he had a field day, didn't he? And we kept him relatively quiet at our place.
He looked good, yeah.
Quality player, but I mean, it's sad to see. I mean, 3-1.
It'd be interesting to see what the back four was, if you can remember back when we played them at our place, because I would imagine it's a lot stronger than what...
Yeah, but we're all over them at our place.
Do you know what? The back four for that game, one person, you know, we're doing a feature on Swindon's worst 11 later on, and one person emailed in and voted the entire back four on the off the back of that game.
Right, he's got a point though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He has definitely got a point.
Yeah, yeah.
The annoying thing is that that second goal is going to appear on some annoying DVD with that James Corden guy, who I really hate.
Yeah, I mean...
He could probably do a job for us at centre back.
Who, James Corden?
We lost a few pounds.
Well, what are your thoughts on Will and Grace? I mean, it's
Will and Grace.
Is it Will and Grace?
Gavin and
Sage. Oh yes, that's how much I know about.
I think they're like Will and Grace, like Lampard and Gerrard. They just can't play together. I don't think
they try, but they just don't connect.
That's very good, actually.
Yeah,
well done.
I like that.
It's like a stickle brick and a bit of Lego. They're technically the same thing, but it just won't go together.
They're not technically the same thing.
Well, kids' toys.
They serve the same purpose.
Yeah. Well, it depends. It depends on which circles you swim, I suppose.
Yeah. So are we saying that there needs to be an overhaul of the back four? You know who I'm going to suggest,
I like Wilson, and he's come out and said, you know, we've got a massive problem with our back four the week after selling our best centre-back. You know, what do you expect?
It's not ideal.
Oh, I've left all my doors open and my house has been burgled. Well... You know, come on, use a bit of common sense. If you've got a defensive problem, you don't solve it by selling your best defender.
Mm. So, you know, from the highlights that we've just watched, it did appear that they were all over us. Credit to McGovern, good finish.
Yeah. And I've said that in the last few weeks, but he has been stepping up and he has been playing well. Yeah.
He's a good, solid footballer, isn't he? You know, he's not really the most...
Or is it, but McGovern's just playing exactly the same as he has always been, but the other players are playing so badly, but he now looks to stand out. Maybe at the moment he's just an average player in a bad team, whereas before he was an average player in a good team.
You know? Yeah, so that's probably a fair analysis, I'd say. But, I mean, you know, that's a shocker, isn't it? You know, I didn't expect us to win the game in my heart of hearts, but when I saw the result, I was crestfallen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like,
Well, we have stopped looking at the table now, haven't we? We are starting to now look behind us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Because we played more games as well than a lot of the teams down there. We played the additional game.
I think the other thing to kind of consider is... You know, as I was saying, if we have got the results against the better teams, which we have, you know, we've done okay against the good teams, so the players clearly have the ability, so why can't they be motivated to
maybe we can't mix it, I don't know, maybe we can't battle like the teams that are down there.
Set O'Brien on them.
Yeah.
Yep. That's Alan Seas.
Yeah. All right, well...
Don't set O'Brien on them.
Yeah, maybe
you
not.
Bring me down into a deep, deep depression, so... That was Rovers.
That was.
Second half in particular, I thought football-wise we played very well. Couldn't get the breakthrough. Unfortunately, you know, you miss a penalty, that's always going to be a difficult one to recover at times, you know, confidence-wise. But I thought we kept at it well. Second half, I thought we fully deserved to win the game. But, you know, we've had the crossbar really to thank or not to thank. We've had balls cleared off the line, etc. But overall, you know, I think the clean sheet is the biggest positive that we can have. It has to be. And try and build from somewhere.
Time to review our goal fest at the County Ground, Tuesday the 25th of January, against Tranmere Rovers, 0-0, but better.
Yeah, we've stopped the rot, so I'm not going to be too despondent, although it's not been a brilliant performance, that's not, you know, a great result.
Back four didn't look bad, I thought.
There were a few moments.
Oh, well, yeah.
Ian, what do you reckon?
Thought we were a better team, but need to win the games when we're on top, don't we?
Two pretty rubbish teams out there, though.
Yeah, they're awful, to be honest. We weren't much better, but we were a better team.
Mm. Oh yeah, for the first 10 minutes, I think we came out with a completely different attitude than there's been in the last three games.
Four bookings for them.
Was it?
Yeah,
they were quite nasty in the second half. All leading up to the penalty, which Timlin won. Yeah. Fair play for chasing it down.
Yeah, he did well.
Got in front of the guy, and then he's brought down. But, you know, obviously we don't sit with Ian because we don't like him. As soon as he went up to take that penalty, based on what you said in the last podcast, I knew it was going down the middle.
He goes down the middle all the time. I don't know if it's a deliberate ploy or whether he's just not finding the corners, which you think he probably would because he finds them in normal play.
I reckon he's going there deliberately because he does hit it straight down the middle.
But yeah, obviously a keeper saves it and that's fair play, but it's a nice height for the keeper.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have to stretch that far to get to it. If you're going to go down the middle, if the keeper doesn't move, he's going to save it, isn't he?
Yeah, but I don't think it was particularly powerful. I'm not saying it was soft, it was just a...
It wasn't a good... I mean, obviously, every time you take a penalty you don't score, it's not a good penalty, but...
That kind of set the tone for the match at that point.
You think the floodgates would have opened if it had gone in?
I think we would have grown in confidence, but I think when that happened, there was no kind of looking round, geeing each other up. It was just all a despondent,
The body language wasn't great, and we couldn't really get Johnny Douglas on the ball for the majority of the first half.
Couldn't get midfield
really.
On the ball at all.
No, McGovern was wasteful. Richie wasn't making it stick when it was played out to him.
Yeah.
The ball was up. The ball was up a lot.
A lot.
The second half as well.
So Mike, who was sat with...
There's no grass in the sky.
Because what?
Yeah.
I don't think Frampton could pass along the floor. Whenever he passes someone, he has to hit it as high as he can up in the air.
Mm.
Shawn is one of the biggest men in the world.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
What a beast.
He looked dangerous, actually. He's got good touch.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Reminded me of Perricard. Very dangerous.
Reminded me of myself, if I'm honest. Strong, muscular, a letdown.
I was thinking something else then, but I don't want to record it all again. So I just won't say it.
Probably best you keep that thought in your mind.
Yeah, a couple of... I mean, the back four, you know, it's not the most sort of rigid...
I know we did it against Charlton and it was brilliant, but we do like to pass the ball around on the edge of the 18-yard box.
Oh, yeah.
And when it works, like it did against Charlton, brilliant. When it doesn't work, like it didn't against Bristol Rovers...
Bit heart in mouth, isn't it?
Yeah.
No strikers on the bench either. Ferry. I don't think Wilson likes him much, which is a shame because I rate him.
You didn't like me. Sorry, that's the worst Scottish accent I've ever
done. It sounded a bit like the man who used to beat up Little Mo in EastEnders.
Trevor,
that's it. Yeah,
I liked him.
Sounded a bit like, stand-up kind of bloke.
I play him, to be honest.
Yeah.
Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor from EastEnders. Team. Yeah. Tried to kill him with an iron, didn't you?
Yeah, I seem to remember something about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not real life.
No.
No.
That was back when it was good. Or was
it, this is how when bad. I used to this watch is how it. Bad we're playing. Yeah. We've moved on to EastEnders and collectively thought, yeah, this is probably better.
Yeah,
we'll just talk about this.
EastEnders. Yeah, I agree with you. He probably doesn't like Ferry. I don't know what Ferry's done. But then, you know, Timlin was all right. I don't think Timlin was man of the match.
I don't think Timlin's better than Ferry, or probably Pratton.
I don't see where Timlin got man of the match either, to be honest.
Winning the penalty.
I thought Lessenal played well.
Yeah,
I think he was right, but
he's a very good passer, isn't he? Yeah. He's got a nice pinpoint, snappy pass.
I think
he's
better when the whole pitch is in front of him, rather than just a side of the pitch.
You need a beast of a centre-back next to him, really.
He's another one like a Mancor, isn't he? He's got a ricket in him. But he's going to make an error.
I don't think he's...
Yes, you are.
No.
We can say nasty things about being
careful. Careful came when he marauded down the right wing and someone passed him and tried to cut inside and just slipped up.
And just,
right near where you
that was right in front of me.
That was a bit of comedy today.
Any other player I'd be angry, I did find myself laughing.
We do have a few figures of fun in the ranks, don't we? We've got Kevin Emanco. We got Alan O'Brien, of course, who came on and did a few good things.
Okay, I think
sometimes you could put clips of our play... into celebrity ice skating, and I think it would just fit in seamlessly. Just people unable to stand up, uncoordinated.
There's like an episode of You've Been Framed.
Yeah,
that's what we are.
Would have been nice to. Would have been nice to score. Would have been nice to score a goal, wouldn't it?
It would have been nice. O'Brien, I think he certainly changed things.
Yeah,
right.
Alan,
I never say that, but he was awesome when he came on.
If he was awesome.
Just very, very quick, and we know that about him.
They couldn't deal
with him. But like, if you had O'Brien in your squad, wouldn't you just be training him all day, just cross after cross after cross, just putting crosses, because you know he's going to get to the byline.
Mm.
You know if he knocks it past the man. To be honest, the best thing that can happen for O'Brien is that he knocks it past someone and gets fouled.
Yeah,
because the opportunity for
someone else
can
take
not today is going to be better than
a free kick.
Exactly. Than if he goes.
So you're saying knock it past someone, then wait for someone to catch you up and take you down.
What do we think in terms of the context of the season and the R word and everything like that? I mean, where does that result doesn't really tell us anything?
It's more R word than P word, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. But
I hope people.
But my point is,
it's never going to be a playoff season. I hope people let go of that.
Of course, it isn't.
For the last three or four games, they were still saying, "Yeah, but we're not that far off the playoffs." And it was always
tight.
Let's be honest, we're never going to turn this round.
No.
We're not even close to being a team.
Charlie was quiet today.
He missed a few chances.
I mean, there was obviously that fantastic, you know, individual effort towards the end.
Yeah,
deserved better, really.
Yeah,
he can't do it all on his own. He doesn't get the help from De Sevi, I think, but he does from Perricard.
Agreed.
De Sevi
took a while to get into the game, didn't he?
Yeah. Today's game was better suited for Perricard, wasn't it? The ball was getting lumped up top a lot. There was no midfield. It was pretty much attack
versus defense. He could have done a similar job to Shawami, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could have.
Yeah. It was a great effort from Austin.
But I guess really what I mean is, you know, does that, I mean, you know, it, I suppose it's marginally slightly better position, slightly more momentum, slightly more positivity than at kickoff following that 0-0? Or are we in exactly the same place, or are we in a worse place? I don't think we're in a worse place.
It's a better result for Tranmere than it is for us, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree with that. A win would have been nice, but I'm just glad we didn't lose.
Yeah.
Because you could have seen them nicking it at the end.
Oh, of course you could. I mean, that's right typical
to the
season,
last kick of the game.
Loads of chances. Don't take them. You have a penalty, you miss it. You'd be the better team. You have more possession than them. That's what happens in football. You concede a goal and you end up losing.
It's a funny old game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sick as a parrot. Other such football cliches.
Do you know what? It's got less funny in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And more sick.
Yeah. Mm. More parrot-like.
Well, I suppose...
You don't talk about parrots anyway.
What?
Andy Gray said birds have got no place in football.
Oh, topical and Andy relevant Gray. And yeah. Witty. I mean, Andy you don't get Gray. That on get that, on TalkSport. So, yeah, we're still in the trapdoor, the proverbial trapdoor.
Yeah.
20th place. Looking like...
The only way is up.
Yeah.
That was Yaz.
I hate that song.
Before you jump in and tell me what year it was.
Yeah, it's plastic population. I don't know, 87, I'd be guessing.
It probably would be around right now. Last time we won.
Yeah.
Well, we're so nervous. Was it 11 years now since we've been in the Championship?
So it is. Premiership was what,
93, 94.
Yeah.
96, 97, I think it was the last time we went up with McMahon, wasn't it?
Was that 96, 97, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Or was it 97, 98 or something like that?
That's Champions, actually.
Yeah.
It was. Was it the Championship then?
No.
It wasn't in its new format, was it? It was League One.
It was League One.
It's a good formula.
It's Division One.
It's a good formula, this. You know, if it's ever a 0-0, bit of EastEnders, bit of reminiscing about when we were a better side.
I think it was the Domino's.
Hey, if we lose, we'll have to talk about home and away. Then we've been really dragging the dregs.
I think it was the Domino's Pizza Visa Homes League.
Dr. Martin's.
Dr. Martin's Premier.
I remember that one, yeah.
Is Sacha Baron Cohen still with Isla Fisher?
Yes.
I think they're married.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Is this your home and away reference?
Yeah. I remember
it's got, it's, yeah, but it's you got know, a football feel to it because obviously home and away.
Home and away, yeah, very much.
Sport.
My old dear loves Home and Away.
Really?
Yeah, loves it.
I lost all respect for it when it stopped being on at 5:10 on ITV.
It's on Channel 5 now, isn't it? Because she watches Neighbours. And you bust her watching it, she pretends she isn't watching it. Anyway,
you know, the thing about Isla Fisher, right, is that she looks exactly the same as she did in Home and Away, like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
She's got the secret of... She's obviously drinking from the right cup.
Yeah.
Secret of eternal youth.
That is a secret of eternal youth.
Anyway.
That's an endearing image to finish on, I think.
Yeah.
That was that was Tranmere.
Yep. Right, so we're on to predictions. As always, I'm winning, which is, you know, great for me. Last round, it was 10-6-6. 10-66, or a few jokes like that, historical things, the games we predicted were Bristol Rovers away and Tranmere at home. So, Bristol Rovers away, I said 1-1, so no points for me. Ian said 2-1 to us, no points for him. And Robin, you said 1-0 to us, no points for you. Tranmere at home, I said 0-0, so that's 2 points for me. Robin, you said 2-0. No points for you. And Ian, you said 1-0. So no points for you. So that puts me on 12. And you guys both on 6 still.
That 2-0 is looking pretty foolish right
Austin's
now.
Cost me down, hasn't he?
He has cost you. So the next round. Right, so we've got Exeter at home on... What date is that? This Saturday,
That's this Saturday the 29th.
Saturday 29th. Then we've got Bournemouth away on
Tuesday,
Tuesday the...
Tuesday the 1st of Feb.
And then Rochdale at home on Saturday the 5th of February.
Saturday the 5th of Feb.
So we'll be doing the podcast then on Saturday the 5th. And it'll be available on Sunday the 6th of Feb. So... Predictions. Ian, you can go first. Exeter at home.
I've been too much of an optimist. It's silly to give up now, so I could continue to be optimistic. We'll beat Exeter.
Yep.
We'll keep another clean sheet. It'll be 2-0.
Yep.
I think we'll lose to Bournemouth.
Hang on. You don't go ahead. Robin?
3-0.
Oh, bad.
3-0.
Ball's out. I reckon it's going to be...
Yeah, they are, actually. Do you like
them? Nope. I reckon it's going to... Ooh, you're a horrible man. It's going to be 1-0.
You dirty little man.
Okay, Basu, you can go first for the Bournemouth away game.
All right. This is going to be my first loss prediction of the season.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to lose it 1-0.
Oh, Robin. Going against your team. Okay. I'll go second. I reckon it's going to be 1-0. Ian?
Isn't it bad, but I thought your 1-0 defeat was a little bit optimistic. I think it'll probably be... I'm going to go 3-1, Bournemouth.
Oh, that's a big loss. Okay. Yeah, well,
we just did it to Bristol Rovers, didn't we?
Yeah. Rochdale at home. I'll go first on this one. And I think it's going to be 2-1 to us. Ian, what do you reckon it's going to be?
2-0 to us.
Okay. Robin?
3-2 to us.
3-2 to us.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, goal fest.
Goal Globetrotters.
So you've got for 3 wins. That's, oh, no, sorry. A win, a defeat, and a win.
Yes.
Only 6 points from 9 games, though. That ain't bad.
Yeah, but in make-believe. Yeah. We haven't got the points.
It's a wonderful world, isn't it?
I mean, Perricard's going to score all the goals.
Right, okay. Well, that's predictions, then.
Yeah, that's predictions.
We should have predicted where Charlie Austin's going to be next week.
Yeah.
What club he's going to be at.
Well, we still can. Still running.
I reckon next week Charlie Austin will be a Burnley player.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
QPR need a striker.
They can have Perricard.
I think he's going to go to Blackpool.
Blackpool?
Yeah, maybe.
Or just for the weekend, or...?
Yeah.
Can I just say shout out to the town end today for when Charlie looked like he might be injured and they started just thinking you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, quite good. So we can say, hang on.
Funny but foolhardy because he's going wherever he wants.
Yeah. So if he does go and you get the club right, you get 5 points. Yeah?
Okay.
So you've said...
I'll say Burnley.
Yeah.
I'm saying Blackpool.
I'm not actually saying QPR. That was just an observation.
You could have said Swindon. That would be quite a good option.
Yeah. Or you can say Hull. Swindon.
He's going to say Swindon.
I'm going to say Swindon.
Okay, yeah. Quite good. That was some additional predicting for you. Ooh, it's a treat.
We're going to do our feature now, our long-anticipated feature on Swindon's Worst Ever 11. Firstly, just want to say thank you to everyone who emailed in.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we had a lot of input and we appreciate it.
Why have we only done a Worst Ever 11? So if it's 11 of the worst players, surely you're going to need substitutes. These are 11 back
players.
Yeah,
well, that's a very good point.
We're playing back in the 60s when...
there's no subs.
Yeah.
And
men were men.
Yeah, that's true. Men aren't men anymore.
They're just not.
No.
All right, Andy. Great. Yeah. And you, Keezy.
Ooh, my hairy hands, my hairy hands. I'm not going to shave them because I'm a bloody bloke.
Anyway, so thanks to everyone who emailed in. We thought we'd go...
Both of you.
Yeah. We thought we'd go in kind of sequential order, starting from the back, so we're going to... We're going to start with goalkeepers. Not, you know, an overwhelming amount of input for goalkeepers, but still a few people had their thoughts. Matthew Clark kicking things off with Nicky Hammond, based on his kicking, which wasn't great. I mean, Reece Evans' kicking wasn't particularly good either, was it? But
no.
Yeah.
I think the hatred's grown for Hammond because
he's at Reading,
people see him responsible for maybe taking Morrison.
Yeah.
And possibly taking maybe Charlie as well.
Unfeasibly blonde hair.
Yeah.
He weren't a bad keeper, though, was he?
Who was the keeper?
Decent shot stopper.
Do you remember the game against Ipswich? And I remember it well, because someone will probably correct me now, but it was the game when Fjortov scored his first goal of Swindon after not scoring for ages. Yeah. And Hammond just ran out of his box to in between the edge of the area and the halfway line, just completely fell over, and the ball just trickled towards their goal, and their player just ran and kicked it in. I thought to myself then, you are an idiot.
As a keeper, the moments of madness are just highlighted, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they really
are.
They go venture into the unknown. It's like when Big Kev receives the ball under pressure on the wing. He doesn't know what to do, but usually he pulls something out of the bag.
Panic.
He knows exactly what.
Blind panic.
It's not panic.
Yeah. No, but when Big Kev pulls something out, it's almost like, you know, when you've got a player in any football team you've played with who's not very good, and you know he's not very good on the ball. So as soon as he gets it, you instantly think, this is my opportunity to get the ball.
Ian, I'm in the room, mate.
We can get the ball here. This is the opportunity. When Basu's got it, this is the opportunity to get it. So you run towards them thinking, I'm going to take this ball easily, and then they take it round you. And because you're not expecting it, because they've got so little ability, they just go past you easily. Kev has made a career out of doing
that. People used to say that about Crouchy, didn't they? They used to say the only reason people think he's skillful is because people think he's not going to be as skillful as he is.
Exactly.
Which I thought was a bit harsh. Anyway, Nicky Hammond, Matthew Clark's 11-year-old son can kick further and straighter.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
What, his 11-year-old son?
Why do you have to go ruin it?
You said it, to be fair.
But I run a scout group. Yeah, so moving on
just
from
call
the accusations of paedophilia, idiots. John Cleverley suggests Reece Evans.
Yeah.
Chatted up my ex-girlfriend while I was with her as she cut his hair. He then moved to Blackpool, where he fitted in well, the donkey.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, did he chat up his ex-girlfriend as she cut his hair, as in because, or was it actually as she was cutting his hair? Was it the reason, or was it the event?
I see. So were they chatting up because he was a hairdresser, or was it just the fact that she was cutting his hair? Yeah, did she cut his important
hair?
To know.
It is important. Yeah. Well, maybe he really likes hairdressers.
Did she cut his hair, and he thought, actually, I'm going to chat her up as a result of that?
I think instantly, just because of that, you can't put Rhys Evans in the worst team, simply because at least he had his hair cut. Nicky Hammond has never done anything with that hair, has he? It looked absolutely awful.
Somebody also told me that Rhys Evans told them on a night out, he saw, he was just like, oh, you're Rhys Evans, you play for Swindon. He's like, yep, I get paid £1,500 a week.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, like, all right.
And he kicked up a massive stink because they wanted to build a KFC.
Oh, he didn't kick up anything. House. Come on, we saw his kicking.
Yeah.
They wanted to build a KFC.
He threatened to move out because they're trying to build a KFC next to his house.
No dream. I'd love that. Think of it would like, add to the property value, surely.
I mean, I wouldn't want a KFC. I'd want a Mr. Cod near my house. But
oh, there you go again. More sponsorship.
You'd get pulled in for your afternoon shift all the time, though. Anyway.
Yeah, you're not coming in. Yeah, we can see you.
Tam Tam's knocking off now.
Tam Tam.
Anyway, Mark Armstrong Smith, John Sheffield, two appearances. I looked up. I didn't remember him, to be honest.
No, I don't remember.
So
two good name though.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think we can put him in on two appearances. Big Malk, cheers, Big Malk.
Can't Big Malk. Sorry. He hasn't got the fitness for a start.
Soccer AM's Big Malk.
So, yes. Big Malk of Soccer AM fame.
Although he was Small Malk on Soccer
AM. Yeah, he was.
You might have noticed.
I don't know who that guy was who actually.
No, he didn't get. He didn't do that.
I don't know who the guy was who actually scored, who actually put the ball through the hole. But it was good technique.
Good finish. Yeah,
good technique from that guy. He was unlucky on another.
Possibly the first thing he's put for a hole, I would imagine.
Yeah. Oh,
ooh, well, many
for that. Slightly sordid, really, isn't it? Big Malk says Tim Flowers. I know he played for England. I know how he played for England. He doesn't know that. But he was on loan at Town, and we got beat by Wigan 3-2 away. And I vowed then he was rubbish. You can't put Tim Flowers in Swindon's worst 11, can you?
No.
The
last one we've suggested is Paul Held. He used to play for Wimbledon, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Never dived, conceded loads, including the 96th, 97th, 98th, 99th and 100th goals of our Premier League season. Ian, who was that against? Can you remember?
Leeds United.
Was it?
Remember. And there's a mate of mine said, you know what? I'm glad they beat us 5-0 because then we got the 100.
6-0, wasn't it?
No, it was 5-0. They beat us 5-0. We got the 100 goals for pride.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. All right. That's some good logic. Who are we going for then?
I reckon Paul Held.
Paul Held?
Yeah, because I didn't think Nicky Hammond was
he probably is the only keeper who will ever concede 100 goals in the top flight, because obviously there's less games.
He didn't concede 100.
No, he conceded the 100th goal.
Yeah. He just kept doing a 180 and lacing it back into his own net.
It's like we're a burglary. There might be 10 people who commit it, but if you're the last one there and everyone else has got away, you're pretty much going to get the blame for everything. Yeah. And he let in the 100th goal, therefore, even if he wasn't in goal for the rest of the games, I blame him for all 100 goals.
All right, fair enough.
And possibly Luke Nyholt for a couple of them.
Yeah. Okay, well, he didn't get any votes, but we'll move on to that anyway. Okay, so that was the goalkeeper section. Paul Held.
So now we've got Paul Held as our poor keeper, we need a defence which he can't command. So let's start looking at... We're going to go flat back four?
Feel we're into familiar
territory. 4-4-2.
And we're not going to specify positions, I think it's just there's four defenders.
Yeah, 4-4-2. Yeah.
They want to hold hands, they can hold hands.
4-4-2, it's working so well this season, so why change
let's,
it?
You know? Let's go for it. Who was to kick us off?
Who have we got then?
Well, we've got five votes for Razor.
Oh, Ruddock.
It wasn't so much of a Razor at Swindon, really, was it?
Overweight.
A hell Razor, perhaps.
Overpaid. Overrated.
Saw him in
special shorts.
And hungover most of the time.
Special shorts. And I saw him in Poonan last once, chatting up a girl who must have only been about... Actually, I'm not
going to
suggest
that,
but...
I'll tell you something that happened to me in Poonanah.
She's now an adult.
She had a bloody GCSEs the next day.
I was in Poonanah once talking to a young lady, and we both noticed that there was another lady who was unconscious opposite, and we looked and we could see that clearly she wasn't wearing any underwear. She was passed out. She then...
Brilliant.
She then bucked up, kind of sat up, grabbed the nearest pint glass, vomited into it, put it back down, led back down again.
That's
that
brilliant.
That, for me, is Poonanah.
And then Ruddock drunk that pint. No, he didn't. That's.
Having said that, my mum told me it was the best birthday of her life.
Yeah, she didn't give me that. So anyway, five votes for Razor. Jason Drysdale, 7 votes.
He was rubbish, Drysdale.
Yeah, he was.
I think Johnny Mack has summed this up. I like this from Johnny Mack. The money we got for Fjortov was insulting enough. Spending it mostly on this guy was just plain stupid.
Well, that was Mark Robinson, isn't it?
It's about 300. That was Drysdale. I think he gave Newcastle 350,000 for him. Out of the
really?
Out of the 1.3 we got for Fjortov.
That's ridiculous.
So I remember thinking, oh, we've sold Fjortov, 1.3 million, but we've got this new exciting guy, and he's from Newcastle. They're a big Premiership team. And then I realised he was crap. Which was unfortunate.
So, yeah, Ruddock and Drysdale are making very strong cases, yeah, with their voting numbers. Mark Robinson, 3 votes.
He was another big lad, wasn't he?
What's more?
He also looked like he couldn't count.
Yeah.
Well, he had that confused
look.
You know who else has got it? Jamie Carragher. Confused look in his face.
Yeah.
Or Keanu Reeves. That's what he specialised
in. It's like when, just before they got on the pitch, the last thing the manager said to him was, what's 75 divided by 12? It just ran out with a complete look of petrified
confusion. It doesn't bloody go!
And then comes back later and goes, Seven. No, it's not. Oh. Poor guy.
I'm going to stick up things. I don't think he was that bad.
No?
Not as bad as...
I don't think you did.
But remember, I have got the sheet in front of me with some of the other names on.
You're
looking at Brian Kilcline.
Yeah.
Brian
Kilcline.
If ever there was someone who has probably committed crimes and got away with, I think it is Brian Kilcline. Okay,
also, he looked a bit like a homosexual biker. That was Robin Basu who said that.
He does, yeah.
It wasn't.
Why are you denying it, Robin?
I thought homosexual and biker was the same thing. Is there, do you have straight bikers? I wasn't aware.
I mean, that was Ian Rage who said that. Hell's Angel of North Swindon.
What an ironic thing to say, really, because they like to ride, they don't like to ride.
Chop them between the legs.
That South part. Where they all,
yeah. So we get...
Kilcline's got to be in there. Come on, he's got to be. We'll do you remember when he played for Swindon and Chris Sutton just destroyed him? Absolutely destroyed him.
We've got...
Who else we got?
We've got King's random European defenders. Kim Heiselberg. Yeah. Antoine van der Linden. Marco Tumella.
Van der Linden was always...
Those are players we've just bought with long names to try and increase shirt printing money.
Yeah, fair enough.
Guaranteed.
There's two really good ones here. I think this one's got to be on. A lot of people suggested this lad. Adi Vivash.
Yeah.
Dreadful defender who now works in Honda with some of my mates, as John Cleverly said.
But I think he played when I first moved to Swindon. He was one of the,
He went to Wharton Bass at school, and I went to Wharton Bass at school.
You knew?
Didn't know him.
No.
But he went to Wharton Bass at school. Yeah. I mean, when I say I didn't know him, obviously he went to Bassett, so we're probably related.
Yeah.
Bassett school, I don't think you should put him in.
Graham Scott has voted for David Duke, and do you know what? I agree with him on that. I can't believe he played so many games and contributed so little. He also, a little story, a bit tipsy in a curry house one night, and he strolled in with his mum. And Scott, he must have been speaking a bit too loudly when he was slating him to his mates, because his mum gave him an almighty mouthful when they left, which actually, reading out loud, sounds a little bit sordid. That is Johnny Marr playing Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others, which is my phone. Sorry about that.
Listen to Up With A Partridge.
We'll ignore that.
Today's fact of the day, crab sticks.
We are pretty damn professional.
Yeah, who else we got there?
Did John Gittins play at the back?
He did.
He got some votes. Lee Collins got 4 votes.
Oh, remember Lee Collins? Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was only a small guy, whereas John Gittins was quite a big...
In fact,
I'll read you word for word what John's put here. So John Gittins, although a good player and a beast of a man, once stood in Shrivey Road as a kid, he came running over to a touchline and walloped the ball out of touch when he could have easily played it up the line. This wouldn't have been a problem, but unfortunately it smashed me square in the face and made me cry.
You cried,
however, every dark cloud has a silver lining. I was passed down to the front and handed over to the advertising hoardings to sit in the St John's ambulance, where I got a free hot dog. Cheers, Gittins. Well, so I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad
every
thing.
Cloud. We've also got Richard Dryden, a few votes, and I think in with a real shout there, because he scored an own goal on his debut.
Oh, you love that. Woodgate did it, didn't he?
Woodgate sent off. He did the trio, didn't he? Yeah. Played terribly, scored an own goal, and got sent off.
I thought you were going to say trio. Scored an own goal, got sent off, and shagged the chairman's wife.
He didn't get sent off.
Yeah, I mean, who are we going to vote? I would say...
Right, well, Adi Vivash has got to be on.
Do you think?
For the honour of being one of the few players to be subbed after coming on as a sub.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
But he's right back, isn't he, Vivash?
Well, it doesn't matter. Just four defenders.
All right, okay. Well, I think Drysdale's got to be in for his number of votes.
Well, I want Kilcline in.
Kilcline.
And if you've got Kilcline, you've got to have Ruddock.
Yeah.
Ruddock and Kilcline.
And just a quick shout-out to Thomas Cadden as well. We mentioned Andy Gurney. Generally crap, he says. Quite strong, didn't have a bad shot, but just used to get angry and couldn't pass to save his life. I mean, do you know what?
Just used to get angry.
Andy Gurney, for me, he wasn't that bad, was he? He was a bit of a... Bit of a war horse.
I would like to see a player but get angry.
Yeah,
get angry.
But anyway, I mean...
When we don't give them their transfer requests.
Yeah.
So we got our back four sorted, have we?
So we've got Drysdale, Vivash, Ruddock and Kilcline.
Sounds good to me. That's brilliant. It sounds bad to me.
Kilcline used to live in a caravan, did you know?
Really?
No, I made it up. Ian, you've upset
the bikers. Don't upset
the bikers. Yeah, don't upset the dipshits.
Oh, yeah. Like they're not the same people.
Anyway, that was the
deal. About three bikes to tow a caravan. Especially when a runner can kill her in it.
So we're halfway there, in the words of Bon Jovi. We're going to do midfield now. So we're going 4-4-2, so we're going to have to find four midfielders of questionable guile. And
I love what you said, have to find. There wouldn't be a myriad of options available to us.
Who can we choose from?
How can we narrow it down to four? It's going to be the difficult thing.
One that stands out straight away, lots of votes, is Joey Beauchamp.
Yeah.
Joey Beauchamp.
I actually, you know, came back to a few people and said, hey, it wasn't that bad. And again, Johnny Mack has kind of summarised it very succinctly and says there was the occasional good display, yes, but you could tell he never wanted to be a town player. Even in those days, spending 800k on anyone and getting relegated was a bad return, which...
You've got a point.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah. Very succinct, John. Nice one. Matt Hewlett, a lot of these votes are coming in from those dark days, aren't they? Yeah. Late McMahon, early Evans.
Can I tell my favourite Matty Hewlett moment?
Yeah.
Went to watch, I can't remember who it was.
Hewlett the dog's out? Sorry.
No, don't.
Hewlett Packard?
No, both stop. He took a shot and it went way over, and a kid of about 14 years old stood up behind me and went, yeah, Hewlett, because it works on FIFA 97.
Ah, greatness.
I mean...
I tell you why I don't think Hewlett's a very good player. When you go onto like eBay, player memorabilia, like any player worn shirts, they go really, really quickly. There's a Hewlett shirt that's been on eBay. You can check it yourself. It's been on there for about 3 years now.
Is the login Hewlett?
It may as well have zero and no bids on the back of it.
Bringing things up to more recent times, we've got Michael Pook with a few votes and Alan O'Brien as well.
Oh, O'Brien.
I think Pook did too badly. He got a few goals. He scored a few at Cheltenham as well.
I love this from Stacey Willis. This is brilliant. This is
O'Brien. This is better.
This is better than the sensible soccer theory. I thought the sensible soccer theory was good, and it still is accurate, but this is better. Alan O'Brien, like one of those toys you pull back and let go, and they shoot off in a straight line until they hit something. In this case, it's the town end hoardings.
Yeah, that is brilliant.
Do you know what he does? O'Brien.
Humorous. Yet accurate.
Yeah.
O'Brien goes to Rose and goes, go, wind me up. He does it with a big key. Rose just runs into the.
He says, wind me up, and Rose just says, you're shit.
No need for that.
Very clever.
Neil Webb.
On loan.
I remember when he came, because he came from he'd gone from United back to Forest, didn't he? And I remember him coming to Swindon and saying, that's just a temporary thing, just get my fitness back so I can get back into the Forest team. I think he played about two games and realised he wasn't even good enough for us.
A few votes for Ricky Shakes as well. I think we can count him as a midfielder, you know, the leggy winger.
We got the Ricky Shakes.
Yeah. Wayne O'Sullivan. Someone says, I can't remember him doing anything apart from boozing it with Ty Gooden. I mean, you always need a drinking buddy.
I didn't mind Ty Gooden.
Like Ty Gooden.
His old man Gilbert's done some good albums, though. In fairness.
Gilbert
Sullivan.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst joke you've done. Yeah. You were on form earlier as well.
I know.
What's happening?
The thing is, as soon as you stop me from doing all the homophobic and racist stuff, just, was it the quality of my gags here down
here? You restrict him.
Bobby Howe.
Don't shoehorn Ian into a...
Bobby Howe, purveyor of sexy football.
Yeah, Bobby Howe actually got the most votes out of anyone. Steve McMahon... cropped up as well a few times.
Sent off in his debut, Steve McMahon, wasn't he?
Nallis got a few votes as well. Lillian Nallis.
Yeah, I think that was more down to injury, but he was so bad.
Have we said about
Philip Carrevo?
Yeah, he
was quite skillful.
He was brilliant, yeah.
Yeah.
But then he dyed his hair blonde and got injured. I mean, I'm not saying that dyeing his hair blonde has anything to do with it, but...
We've got here another hair dyeing from Bobby Barnes.
Yeah. Yeah.
As John Cleverly puts it, controversial I know is he's a cult legend, but anyone that day-glows their hair needs to go on the list. I've seen your hair, Clevs. I'm not sure you can say that.
We've got some really controversial choices. I mean, Bobby Howe, I think, is in. Bobby Howe's in.
Yeah.
A real ambassador for that era that we were just talking about, the late Steve McMahon, early Roy Evans era, when we were diabolical.
Can I tell you my Roy Evans story?
Yeah, go on.
I was playing in Swindon's premier mod pop band, Roundabout. We're playing at the King's Arms before it was renovated. A gig on like a Thursday night. We're playing there, playing Taxman by the Beatles or something like that. Roy Evans walks in by himself, goes up to the bar, orders a drink, drinks it in about, I don't know, 30 seconds.
The poison was in the ice cubes.
No, he drinks it about 30 seconds, looks round, waves at everyone to say goodnight, and then just walks out.
It's very strange.
Strange man. I think he was on the way out after that pretty soon.
He had been in that boot room at Anfield, though, for about 20 years.
Well, never seen daylight.
You do get institutionalised after a while.
I always remember whenever they sang, the Town fans sang Roy Evans's Barmy Army, it always sounded like Wyatt Earp's by Barmy Army.
Let's make him manager of this team.
Wyatt Earp?
Let's just agree now, but he should be manager. Not Wyatt Earp.
Not Mal.
I'd love to see Wyatt. Is Wyatt Earp the one with Kevin Costner in the film?
Yeah.
Good film.
Not Malpass.
Mm. Oh, can we come on to that a bit later?
Anyway, Roy Evans, he was always a joint manager, wasn't he? Throughout his career, he was joint with Houdier.
He used to smoke dope.
Yeah, he's a joint manager. Brilliant.
Oh, man! I'm a team toxicologist. It doesn't matter if you win or lose, man.
I reckon we make Malpass and Evans.
The pitch looks beautiful to me.
Joint managers.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I want to put Robin Holbert in midfield based on what John said.
Okay, so who we got then so far? We voted on it, yeah?
I reckon we have to have Bobby Howe.
Bobby Howe. Robin Holbert.
Can I just tell you the reason why we're putting Robin Holbert
in? Go on.
Because, according to John, he's an awful player who threw a can of Coke at him at a night out when he was standing next to the kebab van.
How dare you?
And then when John turned around to say, "Why did you do that?" he said, "Do you know, mate, I used to train with Shearer," meaning Alan Shearer. John retorted, "Do you mean Duncan Shearer? If so, I can get you a game tomorrow over at Penhill."
It's only comedy, Robin. Don't worry about it. So Robin's in. So we got Bobby Howe, Robin.
Plus, people are called Robin are notoriously bad at football.
Yeah, that's a fact.
In the right pass. Alan O'Brien's got to be there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. What if he listens, man? All right, Alan, you're in.
if he listened to what people said, he would have left Swindon a long time ago.
Yes, okay. And Joey Beecham.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, fair enough.
So that's the four. Then we've got Robin Hilbert.
Yeah. Bobby Howe. Alan O'Brien. Joey Beecham. Sorry,
Dream
Alan.
Team.
Sorry, that's Alan.
Right, now it's time to move on to the strikers, the glory boys of the team. The team members who get all the women, all the adulation.
Apart from Alan O'Brien.
Well, yeah.
It's very fitting that you're introducing a bit about bad strikers.
I mean, that is.
You see how quickly your friend jumped your defence?
Yeah,
that is the longest pause we've ever had on the podcast.
And sorry, I'm going to edit it.
Probably the most seamless. Probably the most pertinent point ever made as well.
So, a few suggestions that we've had. Lucy, Trevor Benjamin.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Blair Sturrock. Quite a few people mentioning Blair.
Yeah, a few people mentioned Blair. I don't think he's
maybe
quite...
Maybe that's some bitterness towards his father.
He wasn't the most dynamic of strikers, was he? But he...
No.
No.
But you see, for me, I think what's happened, it's not even Paul Sturrock's put him in. Paul Sturrock's missus has said, look, he's your boy, you've got to put him in.
Yeah.
He's very upset. He thinks you don't like him already.
I can't play him.
You know, my greatest achievement to date is beating Blair Sturrock in the Swindon Half Marathon.
Really?
Yeah. My mate texted me afterwards.
Pretty sad life you've led.
Yeah. tell me about it, mate. Tell me about it.
Do you know what his biggest disappointment is? Losing to you in the US.
Yeah.
Who else have we got here? Iffy Onyura. Phil said about Iffy Onyura. When I saw him play in a pre-season friendly against Supermarine, it was possibly the worst performance I've ever seen. He had a diabolical first touch. Come on, watch me play on a Sunday, Phil.
Yeah. Also, he ruined our opportunity of having Big Ron Football Manager filmed at Swindon because he couldn't get on with Ron Atkinson.
Yeah, well, I wonder why that was.
I think they had different
Jamie also put in a vote for Iffy, but as assistant manager to Malpass for the managerial position, which is a good shout. Jamie's also mentioned Hutchinson. Can we remember him from a couple of seasons ago?
I can remember that.
Came from Celtic. Was absolutely appalling. Yeah. Remember him?
I don't remember him.
No, I don't.
No, yeah, he came at the same time as Ferry, good. I believe.
Not Don.
Not Don.
Not the great Don.
Not the great Don.
Yep, we've got Moses Ashokodi.
Yeah, Moses Ashokodi.
The worst of a very bad bunch of lone strikers in the last 10 years.
Eric Saban. He's got a few votes.
I don't know about this, but it says, breaks my heart to say it, but he was useless. Well, you're going to say it anyway, aren't you?
And of course, Vince, unfortunately. Well, I say the of course. Beat. You know,
he was mentioned.
To be fair, you know, he's... You know, I there's not a lot I can say about Big
Beans. I'm going to mention this one. Jamie Cureton.
Yes.
Now, yeah, fantastic goal scoring record for every team he's played for, bar us. But you know when someone in the context used to like go, Jamie Cureton? What was that about?
I think we had a different player. Well, no, we had a different player to everyone else. That's why Jamie Cureton scores a lot of goals.
But Jamie Cureton
was rubbish.
Right, okay.
Sean Close as well is mentioned quite a lot. We've got a few votes for Sean Close.
I think he was only there to keep Hoddle company. That's nice for Hoddle.
Yeah,
this is good. John Cleverley, Charlie Henry.
Yep.
Once come on as substitute, when he ran to the pitch, he fell flat on his face as he tripped over his laces. That every single player then had to wait while he retied his laces before the game would restart.
And of course,
that's brilliant.
Frank McAvenny as well.
Yes.
I like this. You know, he would have been about 33 at the time, but given his lifestyle, physically more like 53 at the peak of his cocaine addiction.
Even at 53, probably would have been still quicker than Keith Scott.
Probably not quite as quick as Keith, what's his name, out of the Rolling Stones, who also is very, very famously addicted to cocaine.
Well, I was going to say, it says here about Frank McAvenny, Steve Sheen writes, it was like having the singer out of Black Lace partnering Andy Much up front.
That is fantastic.
That's good.
Oh, Black Lace. Andy Much. I've got something about him here from Stacey Willis, who said...
No one voted for Andy Much, surely.
No, did you put Andy Much? Yeah, Andy Much, former strike partner of Steve Ball, bought in Prem, hardly scored. All I remember about him was his cartwheel against Newcastle.
Oh,
I mean, everyone remembers
the
cartwheel.
Andy Much was all right.
You love Andy Much, don't you?
Someone's put down here David Duke as a striker. Did he play a striker?
No, that's just my bad editing of all the emails.
But I will just read this, even if it's maybe not relevant. David Duke, I think Duke would get my vote as the worst ever, simply because he played so many games and contributed so little. I was a bit tipsy in a curry house one night.
can I just say that I've already read this in the defense?
Did you read the exact same one?
Hang on, no. You read it.
Because what I didn't pick up on, it says, but his mum gave him an almighty mouthful.
Yeah.
That was running the family, because I remember David Duke giving a girl at our work an almighty mouthful.
Easy.
She was, but I mean, there's no need to bring that up.
She's going to find out about this.
Oh,
and
dearie me.
She won't be your friend anymore.
I don't know what to
Steve
say.
Steve Sheen also mentions Keith Scott, as in goals pay the rent, and Keith Scott has just been evicted.
I do like that. That's a nice line. But was he that bad? Oh, I suppose he was. Keith Scott scored a lot, wasn't it?
He was just really, really, really slow.
He was, yeah.
Wasn't he?
Was
I think
slow.
He's probably still running for one of the passes now.
Yeah. It was a bit of a come down after Fjordsoff, wasn't it?
Where did he get him from? Did he come from Wickham? Or did he go to Wickham
after
us?
Yeah, he came from Wickham. He went back to Wickham in some sort of mercy signing.
Right. So who are we getting in then? Are we doing it on sheer numbers? Because if it's sheer numbers, then Sean Close has got to be in there. He's got four votes, I think.
I think Ifeanora is a good shout, because he was not only a bad striker, he's also a bad manager.
What, so on both counts?
So he's a double threat.
Okay.
Himself.
All right, well, come on. Who are we going to choose then? Because there are two places up for grabs here. Oh, this is one for Ian. You won't like this one. Charlie Griffin.
Oh, great player. Still doing a good job at Stevenage in the last 5 minutes of most games.
Okay, Sean Close has got to be, yeah?
Yeah, Sean
Close, he missed sitter after sitter.
Yeah.
Headless chicken.
Sean, what about Eric Saban? Has he been mentioned?
Yeah,
let's do a few times.
I don't want to do Big V.
No. Okay, Sean Close.
And Eric Saban.
Eric Saban.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, well, I suppose the only other thing that's up for grabs now, then, is manager.
Well, we kind of thought that that Malpass would be a good shout.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout. Malpass, assisted by Roy Evans
yeah.
Back in his coaching capacity. Yeah. I think they should be made to
not from EastEnders. Little link there, Roy Evans.
No,
yeah,
made to wear that.
Famously ran the car lot.
He did, yeah, and used to put it in Pat. That's a bit crude, isn't it?
Yeah,
put it in.
Put it in.
Do you know, I'll just say something quite funny. The Germany 2006 World Cup,
yeah.
They had those fans areas. And one of the...
That sounds funny already.
You know, there were thousands, hundreds of thousands, yeah. Thousands of people there. And they playing lots of songs for the England faithful. And occasionally, like, doing requests and that. And someone had put a request in to say, This is a message to Pat Butcher, who says she's very much looking forward to the spit roast with Frank and Roy.
Oh.
And about 5,000 people have started laughing, and he was like, I think I've just been stitched up there, haven't I? Because he was some American DJ that they got him. Anyway.
Oh, Pat Butcher.
Great story.
I was going to say, so Roy Evans' assistant manager to Malpass, the kit they're going to be wearing has to be that horrible lotto one with the kind of autumn leaves. Down it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good shout.
Because that's an awful kit.
Was that Lotto or was that Diamond Leisure?
I think that was Lotto, wasn't it?
Oh, Diamond Leisure.
With the blue Burma?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Diamond
the one that looked
Leisure.
Like a 1970s curtain.
Yeah.
Well, the yellow Burma one is pretty distasteful.
Is it though? It's classic.
It, people say that, but if you look at it, it's pretty garish.
No, I don't know. I think the Lotto ones. I mean, Lotto.
The yellow Burma with the green triangles. I think
the only one worse than Lotto is when Longsdale.
That's awful, isn't it?
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Did that coincide with that late 90s kind of dark days period where most of the votes for most of the players seem to have...
That was a bad time.
Yeah, bad time.
It was. Anyway.
Do you think if they do this podcast again, and another three people are stupid enough to think they can get listeners and decide to do the same thing in 10 years' time, you think a lot of a current squad will come up in the...
I think we'll be.
Yeah.
Worst podcast of all time.
Yeah. Well, I think we're doing ourselves a bit of a disservice there, but anyway.
We'll see. So we hope you enjoyed the feature. But big thank you to everyone who's...
Everyone. Jamie, Simon Fuller.
John Cleverly.
Yeah, John
Stacey
Cleverly.
Stacey Willis. Craig Humphreys.
Lucy Davis.
Malcolm Day. Mark Armstrong Smith.
Phil Birchall. Joe.
Matt Dale, Clark.
Graham Clark. Rich C.
Tom Cadden.
Mr. Codd,
Uncle Tom Cobley, Alan O'Brien,
Danny Wilson. I mean, that's harsh, Danny.
Big Kev.
Alan's in the squad.
Thanks for the bumblebee drawing you said.
It's lovely,
and don't worry, it hasn't stung us.
We do appreciate your concern.
Yeah,
but just like you on the wings, it's not threatening.
Steve Sheen, another one who said, so thank
Charlie
you
Sheen.
Yeah, so many Martin Sheen. There's so many Mr. Sheen.
Mr. Sheen.
What nationality is Mr. Sheen?
Billie Jean.
Polish.
She's not my girl.
Polish, that's a rubbish joke. Anyway, that was our feature. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And that was Wise Men Say, episode 10, the big 10. Episode 11 should be ready by Sunday, the 6th of February.
We are 10.
We are 10, yeah. Mm. 10. Ben 10.
Yeah, it was a good birthday
ben,
party.
Ben 10, yeah.
Didn't have to relieve yourself on the bouncy castle, though, Ian.
Yeah, that was unnecessary. Although, well, it cleaned up
you know, when you said it was an age 10 birthday party, I got massively excited.
It's important to leave that there. So, we have an email address. We'd like to hear from you on any Swindon Town-related topic, or anything, really. You know, we're quite lonely people, so anything will do. wisemensay@live.co.uk. The website is wisemensaystfc.blogspot.com. Facebook, Wise Men Say, search for us, be our friends. We will accept you. For who you are, and we're also on Twitter as well. Wise Men Say STFC. So any of those mediums are a perfectly acceptable way of getting in touch with us. Please do so. We love it.
Jump on the social bandwagon.
Yeah, man. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah. So how are we feeling then? Because it's been a bit of a depressing time recently, hasn't it?
Things can only get better.
Hey, say it with a few of the other.
D-Ream 93.
Probably we're doing around there. De-reaming is what I think we're doing at the moment.
On the de-ream front, you know that guy used to wear a tartan suit? Yeah. The guy was in de-ream. Our mate Fred.
Not
Simon Ferry. I went to a fancy dress party with our mate Fred, who went as Rod Stewart. And I was like, where on earth did you get that like tartan suit from? He goes, oh, my missus, Claire. Her brother used to wear it back in the day, go raving down Brunel when de-ream were quite popular.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Raving down Brunel. I mean, yeah. That, maybe that'd cheer us up. Let's do that this weekend.
It's raving in the Brunel.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't think anyone raves anymore.
Do they not?
I think just the term rave is dead.
We caught the tail end of it, didn't we? Caught the tail end of the rave scene.
Yeah, it was dead by 89, really, wasn't it?
Well, tail end. I'm just going to say the words again.
In 89, I was 8, so I'm pretty sure I wasn't catching the tail end.
It wasn't dead by 89, though, was it?
Yeah, it was.
No, there were still raves going on in the mid-90s, late 90s.
Yeah, but that was when it all went.
For those of you who have tuned in for the football podcast, it's been replaced by a 1990s rave special.
Right, I will go and get all my bloody Fantasia tapes, and we will discuss this properly.
Stay tuned for Dreamscape 26. No, seriously, I've got it at home.
Have you?
No.
Can you remember those days when everything used to be just like in big cassette packs?
Yeah.
That's 28 packs of a whole row. Awesome.
How did you used to find a song? You have to listen to like through 28 tapes before you found the song.
Most of the sets had very similar.
I had the Hour Walkman, which was the same size as a cassette box. And this was genius. You used to fast forward it and it would stop at the end of one of the songs.
Yeah, the pause.
And I remember putting it in my top pocket in my school shirt and thinking, this will never be beaten.
Yeah.
This is the absolute future.
You said to your dad, look at this, Dad.
It'll never be beaten. What's that, Dad? Yours takes two batteries. This is one AAA battery. I can listen to this for 3 days if I want, and headphones with a remote on it.
Really?
Yeah. Double socket?
No, that was about 2 or 3 years later.
God, you listened to that LL Cool J tape loads, didn't you?
I wrote down all the lyrics to Gangster's Paradise. Yeah.
Who did that impress?
No one.
Absolutely no one. Yeah, so that was a football podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it.
You're going to edit this bit out, aren't you?
No, I can keep it in. It's good.
There's nothing else to talk about.
Is there?
We're not picking up any points. We're in absolute relegation trouble. Mm. Our best players want to leave.
Well,
we've paid £150,000 for someone who's in the Blue Square North,
which
is a record for that league. We've still got a Paragard.
I'm leaving and I'm taking my glow sticks with me.
It's...
The pigs are going to shut us down. pirate radio is not working.
The Balti Pies are nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be seen.
Is that code for E?
Yeah.
Right.
Sorts out with some Balti, mate.
We're in massive trouble.
Anyway, that was episode 10.
See you next time. Bye.
What Are You Waves? A podcast.